Tommy Tuesdays, it's Tommy Tuesdays. He's from The Briefing. How wonderful life is when Tom's on the show.
Yesterday on The Briefing, I believe they were chatting about, is modern life killing our sperm count? Well, this man has great sperm. Please welcome to the show, future daddy, Tom Tilley.
Tommy!
Thank you very much, boys. Yeah, some very important questions about sperm count, like the constant amount of hours that I spend on my bike and my bike seat ruin my sperm count?
And what is the answer to that, Tommy?
Well, apparently it's all under control because, as you've pointed out with your congratulatory opening remarks, I am expecting a child.
This is good. Ride as much as you want, guys. Bikes.
Yeah. Maybe less budgie smugglers. I don't know. I haven't listened to that episode yet.
Yeah. I'm still going pretty hard on those as well. So, look, just go for it, basically, is the answer there.
Tommy, how are you, mate? What's happening?
Oh, yeah, really good, guys. We got a really interesting one on the show today. A bit of violence on the show for a change, which is great. We've got a story about a bare-knuckle fighter, and this guy's story is incredible. He was an asylum seeker. He came from Pakistan via boat, and just as he rocked up, the government changed its policies so that anyone that came by boat would have to go to Manus Island or Nauru. Mm. Now, this guy did a shocking knee injury on his way over, so he's there with a busted ACL on Manus Island, begging for an operation for years, finally gets it, but has to completely rehab it himself. No ice, apparently, on Manus Island. God. Had to use cold water to keep his knee cool as he rehabbed his own ACL injury. And as you guys would know from following the AFL, that can be a career ender.
Yeah.
Anyway, 7 years on Manus Island, eventually gets the offer to be resettled in America, keeps the dream alive of being a kickboxer, and just 2 weeks ago had his first fight in the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship in America and knocked the guy out in 33 seconds.
Oh, my God.
So now he's waiting for the offer of the next fight, and he basically could be on the brink of a professional fighting career.
Can I just say, if there's somebody you don't want to mess with, it's somebody who spent 7 years with a busted ACL using cold water on Manus Island. That is someone you don't want to fight.
Yeah, it's amazing. So this guy's had to make a living being a truck driver, but now he's hoping that he'll be able to sort of take off and finally live out this dream that was almost thwarted through Australia's immigration policies.
Wow.
And basically launch his massive fighting career in America.
That's it's such a, inspirational story, but at the same time, so sad that he was locked up on Manus and then couldn't get the reconstruction. Because he would have had to be, how long was he living with the ACL being snapped in his knee for, Tommy?
A couple of years, apparently. It took him quite a while. Yeah. So it doesn't help your fighting career to have a busted knee.
And also, what is bare knuckle? Is that like UFC without the gloves?
Yeah. That's exactly what
that
it is.
Rough. That's ruthless. God.
And speaking of ACLs, we had this amazing episode last week. There's this Aussie surgeon who is doing this amazing research. He basically reckons the tendon in a kangaroo tail is the solution to one of the world's most annoying injuries, the ACL injury.
Oh, right. So you reckon you can use the tendon in the kangaroo tail and put it in a human knee?
Yes. So that's what he's working on. So he has basically found that the kangaroo tail's tendons are about 5 or 6 times stronger than the human ACL.
So you're saying we should all replace our ACLs with kangaroo tail now?
As a preventative measure, yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I've actually had an ACL reconstruction, and it is a rude operation. They ripped some of my hamstring out to put it in my knee.
Hang on, Tommy, did you do that on purpose? Rude operation.
Thank you, boys. Thanks for noticing.
He's not just smart. He's funny.
He's done 9 interviews this morning and no one picked that up. So
finally, someone who listens to me.
He's chatting to his publicist. He's like, this is why I picked Jimmy and Aith. They're my favourites.
Definitely.
The
other big one, boys, it's budget night tonight. So we'll be basically sifting through a whole lot of boring noise and thousands of pages of financial documents to bring the stories that matter from the budget on tomorrow's episode. And the one I'll be watching out for is housing affordability. What's it going to mean for young people? I'm sure you guys have seen it around Hobart where prices have been booming and now they're surging again. And it just gets more and more grim for young people trying to afford a house.
Absolutely. It's one of the biggest issues facing Tassie.
State election, that was basically sort of all that was being talked about. And at the end, something needs to be done. They need to stop talking about it and something has to happen.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was in Hobart just before the 2019 federal election and we were doing a story about people who were living in boats because they couldn't afford a rental property in Hobart.
Yeah. There's people I know that live in like boat houses. Like they've turned them into like a studio apartment because they just can't find places.
Yeah, they simply can't afford it. Now, whether this is because of the increase of tourism down here with every second rental is now an Airbnb anyway.
There's a study done, one in seven places within Greater Hobart, Tommy, is an Airbnb. One in seven.
Yeah, so it's Rich Tools from Sydney coming in and pricing out Hobart locals, right?
Yeah. Don't want to name anyone.
And journalists. Tommy Chilley, mate, as always, we bloody love you. The Briefing, of course, available weekday mornings. You can listen for free on the Listener app. Search The Briefing Podcast. Tommy, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Catch you later, legends.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.